I'm going to talk about a different kind of gift that people have in terms of, you know, the wedding gifts are part of it, but the in Shlishi there's a gift, or perhaps some not a gift. That's really a major question. The Torah tells us immediately before Makat Bechorot, Daber na be'oznei ha'am. Moshe is commanded to talk to tell Bnei Yisrael, v'yishalu ish me'et re'ehu v'isha me'et re'uta klei chesef u'klei zahav. And the people, the men should ask their fellows, re'ut, and the woman, their fellows. Suddenly, the Egyptians are no longer slave masters. They are re'im. They are friends, fellows. And we should ask from them for klei chesef, klei zahav, for various vessels to take out with us. And this is, of course, something that way back, the very beginning of the, with regard to the promise of Yetziat Mitzrayim. So so Hashem had told Moshe that back at the bush that this is what was going to happen. Says the that when they go out, lo yelchu rekam v'yishalu ish me'im re'ehu, that the Jews will not go out empty-handed, and that they should request these gifts from their Egyptians. And of course, the Shorish, I'm not going to talk about it, the Shorish Shin Aleph Lamed, Sha'al, is frequently translated, if you take a look at the different translations in the Beit Midrash, right around, you'll see that Art Scroll, I don't normally quote Art Scroll, but Art Scroll, which is the original JPS translation, back from 1917, so uses the term, at least in this pasuk is the same, uses the term to request, to ask. If you take a look at the new JPS translation, the Koran translation, so it's to borrow, which is also the King James translation. Now, there's a big difference between borrowing something and forgetting to return it, and requesting it as due compensation, which is the other way of translating it. And this is a question which has troubled the Mefarshim of this incident and of this pasuk going back at least until to Alexander the Great, the way that Chazal saw this in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Aleph, brings Alexander and the Alexandrians into this discussion, and it has very deep roots in the Bayit Sheni literature as well in Chazal. If you're interested in trying to see an overview of this, there you can take a look at Professor Nechama Leibovich's piece on the Parsha, and more recently Rav Elchanan Samed. Both of them have an overview on the question of Sha'ah. But I'm going to assume for a moment, along the lines of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chananel and most of the classical Parshanim, that Sha'al means to be given, to be taken. And I want to focus on that word that I mentioned also, Re'ehu. What is so important about the fact that we go out with Rechush? What is so important that we go out with this money that the Torah, even as I said, the very beginning, when God is speaking to Moshe at the Sne, that he emphasizes this particular point. Why is it so important in the Dayenu? Right? We'll say, Ilu lo harag, Ilu harag et bechoreihem, v'lo natan lanu et mamonam, Dayenu. Why is it so critical that we get the money or we don't get the money? Why is freedom not enough? And I'd like to just point out the following two things. One is the world around us. You know, if you take a look, if you've ever been to the Museum of Natural History in New York City. And so the Museum of Natural History, I think it's been a few years since I've been there. But recently, as you know, in the United States, so there's been a bit of controversy around the question of Civil War monuments and monuments to Confederate figures. But there in New York, it's not a Confederate figure, but there at the foot of the entrance to the Museum of Natural History, there was, but probably still is, a magnificent statue of Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, the president, was also a naturalist, founder of the National Park System, which is why he has played such a central role in the Museum of Natural History. And he's up there, the Rough Rider, on his horse. And next to him, there are two figures that represent the African Americans and the Native Americans, but of course at the time they weren't called that. And they are boys accompanying the great Rough Rider on his horse. And that statue, right, says so much about the relationship between peoples. And I said, and I picked specifically Roosevelt, who's not someone who you connect with the Confederacy, not someone you can connect with slavery per se, but is somebody who is now just part of the way that the statue is portraying the relationship between these races is one of inequality at its very foundation. And this goes to the question of how do the Jews... How does B'nai Yisrael view itself as they leave Egypt? The halacha is very sensitive to this. Halacha, when it comes to the freedom, the freeing of an Evet Ivri, the Torah uses the same term that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lo Yetzu Reikam, they will not go out empty-handed. So when you free your Evet Ivri, V'chi tishlechenu chavshi me'imach, Lo tishlechenu reikam. When you free your Evet, do not let him go out empty-handed, but rather, the Torah continues, Ha'anek ta'anik lo mitzoncha, migarncha, miikvecha, asher berachacha, Hashem Elokecha, titen lo. Give him fair compensation from your sheep, from your threshing floor, from your vineyard, which God has blessed you, v'zacharta, and you should remember, ki eved hayita be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yiftecha Hashem Elokecha. You should remember that God freed you. You should remember that you, when you left, you did not leave with your head bowed down. You did not leave leading Teddy Roosevelt's horse. You left with your head held high. You left with the rechush that was fair compensation for the years that you had been a servant in Egypt. You left as an equal. You left as a reya. You left as a friend. And because you were able to leave as a reya, so then the relationship that follows, both on the, if you will, the international geopolitical level of B'nai Yisrael being able to interact and deal with the Amim in Canaan and with Mitzrayim and with Ashur and with Bavel, everything that follows because Vayiftecha Hashem Elokecha in that way, and of course on the interpersonal level, to realize that when you leave, there are situations of inequality, but when those situations end, So then people are on equal footing. Even today, 150 years, more than 150 years, after the end of the American Civil War, there are now calls for reparations. If the American people had learned the lesson of V'yishalum, if they had learned the lesson of lo yitzeinu reikam, so perhaps the world that we live in would be a different world today.